This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1316, the most insider tip about the streets of New York.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American host, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to take your learning deeper with real-time transcripts and vocabulary practice, download our app on your iOS device. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Today we get a question from a listener. What is the difference between a street and an avenue? We dive into this topic from the perspective of how to connect in English, and we show you what you need to know about New York City and other urban areas in the U.S. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, Michelle, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, Lindsay, do you live on a street, an avenue, or a road? Or something else?
Yeah, so right now that I'm in Denver, I've moved from Boston, and I was in LA, and now I'm in Denver. So I actually live on a street right now. What about you?
I live on a street. Yep, the street is in my address, and I'm thinking of other places that I've lived. The last place that I lived, I also lived on a street, and the last place, also a street.
These
are all, you know, in a city.
Yeah, me too. You know, since I finished high school, I have lived in all cities, you know, New York, Boston, now Denver, all streets, really, actually. But in my early days, I lived on a lane. Shady Lane was my first home in Keene, New Hampshire. And then on a road, Darling Road in Keene, New Hampshire. So that's interesting. So what's the difference, right, between Keene and all these big cities I've lived in?
Right. And now thinking back on it, so I lived in two different houses mainly growing up. One was a way. Way, and then the next one was a road. So, but no, it wasn't street or avenue or anything like that, but maybe it could have been. So guys, I guess you can tell what we're going to be talking about today.
Well, this is interesting. I'm actually excited to dive into this because we've never really had this exact question. And we're going to show you guys how to steer this question into the right. We're going to give you what you need from this and we're going to leave the rest behind. Okay.
That's right. That's right. So, So, Lindsay, we have a listener question about this from Masood Asil from Iran. So would you want to read the question for us?
Sure. He says, it's my chance that I found you and I listen to your episodes every day. So I have two questions.
And we're going to get to the first one. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay. One, what is the difference between street and avenue from Masood? Yeah. So we're going to get to Masood's other question another day, but good question. So what is the difference? How do we attack this? This is a lot of fun.
I love this question. So guys, I started to look into this and what I found was a bunch of just confusing information about technical differences.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know what I realized? I started to put together this episode and like, this means this and this means this. And if you look at a map, and first of all, it would be very hard to explain on the podcast. And second of all, I don't know that this is, you know, very, useful.
Yeah.
Okay. And sometimes this happens. Sometimes we get questions where I could go into every single nitty gritty detail. And mm-hmm. sometimes I'm like, you know what? This isn't the most productive way to look at this. So we're going to go about it a different way. And we will give you some important words to go for, to know for navigating cities, mm-hmm. things like that. And we're going to talk about general differences. But this is going to give you the most useful information for a question like this.
Yeah. And I think that's a really good approach today, Michelle, because guys, we at Oler's English, we are all about practical English. We want you to be able to take this out, use what you can from it, and leave the rest behind, right? In school, you learned impractical English. You learned English where you had to memorize grammar forms. You had to recite, I don't know, poems in English. Those things are not very useful. Right? Mm-hmm. There's a time and place for grammar. There's a time and place for rules. But we're looking at this today in the sense of, what are you going to need to use tomorrow from this to be able to connect, right? Come back to connection. So we'll show you what that is right now.
Definitely. And before we get into that, guys, oh my gosh, Lindsay went on this huge road trip. That's funny. We don't say street trip. We don't say avenue trip. We say road trip. She went on this huge road trip, and maybe you can hear or notice some street signs in the background. But the best thing is that you will really be able to see different streets, roads, avenues in the U.S. because she goes to the suburbs. She goes to the country. She goes to the city, right?
Oh, yeah.
So this is a great thing to use to improve your English and to get to see these real English examples, right? Different from your grammar textbook. So guys, this is in the Connected Communicator course, which we love so much. And you can get that at allearsenglish.com/connection.
Yeah, I love it. Good point, Michelle. It's really a fluency course, guys. This is a way to build your fluency and your listening skills. Because what I did was, you know, on all those streets that I covered all over the U.S., the highways, the interstates, the avenues, I actually interviewed native speakers. So I asked them to sit down and talk to me. In a normal, natural environment, no rehearsing, no scripts, just natural English. We took that back for you. We turned those into lessons for you guys. Okay. No other course exists like this on the internet. So go get it. Michelle, where is that again that they can get it?
allearsenglish.com/connection.
Awesome. Can't wait to see you guys in there. Cool.
That's great. Okay. Awesome. So let's get into it a little bit more. So there are differences, right? I mean, is there a physical difference in your mind between these two words? I don't really think of like a physical difference. I think of it, you know, being all of it being a street, basically, like a black street with like yellow marks on it or white marks on it. Uh-huh. So physically, I don't think of that, the actual thing. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Oh, I see what you mean. Like it has a line in the middle and it's either solid or it's dotted, right? Meaning passing or can't pass, and you drive on it.
Right. So I think of them all kind of looking
kind of
same way. Although I guess if you live in a suburb, like I like when I grew up and I lived in a suburb, you know, then once you get into a neighborhood, the lines go away.
They go away. And also, I would say, just a caveat to that, I mean, roads, country roads look different, right? Sometimes they're not even paved.
That's true. They're kind of like rocky and, oh my gosh. Mm-hmm.
So that would tend to be like a road. So there are definitely patterns we can see, like places where like the trends come together. But again, we're not going into the nitty gritty rules because we're not city planners.
Right. Exactly. I love that. I would be a terrible city planner.
I would be awful. I'd probably measure things incorrectly from the beginning.
Oh my gosh. I would too.
It's a good thing we're podcasters instead, Michelle.
We know what we are and we know what we're not. And that's good. There's power in that. So yeah. Okay. So I think of a road or a lane as being more for the suburbs. And like Lindsay, you said, you know, that you think of that as well because you grew up on a road and a lane.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of think that streets can be both suburbs, country and city. Actually, they kind of go across all of them. But I tend to find roads more in like the countryside or the country suburbs. You know what I mean? Because I do think they can be like longer sometimes. And, you know, Do you know what I mean?
Kind of like, I know what you mean. And I mean, who knows? Maybe there are specific cities that, you know, we haven't lived in that do use road a lot. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Well, what about in, so you've kind of talked about in Denver and Boston. What about in LA? Do you remember?
In LA, geez. Yeah, I think it was a lot of streets. I can't even really remember. I didn't spend enough time. I spent just a few months there. But I think a lot of streets and a lot of street names in Spanish, of course, right? Because there are a lot of Spanish speakers in LA.
Right.
A lot of that. So that's interesting, too. We get a lot of influence from other cultures that originally settled a city. So that's fascinating, too. But that's for a different day.
right. Definitely. Well, let's talk about New York for a second.
Yeah, New York. Yeah, we both know New York. So that's good.
Exactly. Yeah. So I still, because I first lived in New York, I was doing an internship, and this was like, 13 years ago. 12, 13 years ago. And I remember my mom sitting down with me and explaining streets and avenues. And I remember her coming up with like little like ways to remember the order once you get to like a Lexington Avenue, you know, things like that. I still remember that. I still remember her explaining, and it's so funny to think about her having to explain it, because it's like, did I really like not have any concept? Because it's so it's so funny to think about. So guys, we're going to talk about New York City a little bit today, because Lindsay and I have both lived there. So Lindsay, what's the deal with streets and avenues in New York?
Have you found our Instagram channel yet? Go over and hit subscribe to All Ears English on Instagram. We update every day with new videos, short lessons, and important announcements. Go and subscribe to the All Ears English Instagram channel. See you there.
Okay, so it's convenient, right? As long as you stay in Midtown or Uptown, right, Michelle?
Yeah.
But once you get to downtown, I guess kind of below. I mean, you can go all the way down to 8th Street, 7th Street, right? Go all the way. But once you get below there, you get to downtown, it does get to be more of a village layout, right? Kind of a village. But luckily, Midtown and Uptown are really a grid. So you have the big avenues, right? You have York Avenue, Lexington Avenue, 1st, 2nd, 3rd. You have Madison Avenue, you have Park Avenue, and then on the west side, and then you have the streets, the numbered streets going across, going horizontal. So it's pretty easy once you figure that out, how to find your way if you're uptown or in Midtown.
Right, exactly. So yeah, the streets and the avenues cross, right?
Yeah.
So they're perpendicular, right? So they're, you know, they're perpendicular lines. So you have the streets crossing with the avenues. And between the avenues, it's longer than between the streets.
Yeah.
It's farther,
right.
I mean.
Right. So I know someone told me once, my first year in New York, she said a 20 blocks is a mile, if you keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
But 20 avenues would be way more than a mile.
Yeah.
Right? If you, I don't think you could win. I don't think there even are 20 avenues.
I don't think so.
No. There's probably how many on each side? Right, there's probably like maybe, let's see, four. Maybe there's like 6 or 7 on each side.
Yeah, maybe something like that. Yeah. So the avenues, it's way further if you want to get from 7th Avenue to 10th Avenue than it is, you know, to get from 3rd Street to 6th Street.
So important to remember that when you make your plans. I've made that mistake.
It is. Right. So in New York, like you would say, you might be at the intersection of 34th Street and 8th Avenue. And usually, I think we'd usually say the street first. What do you think, Lindsay?
Yeah, we do. This is the lingo of New York that you guys should get down if you're going to visit or sound local. 34th and 8th, 23rd and 6th. We do. We say, for some reason, we don't say 8th and 23rd.
No.
It just feels awkward.
Yeah, it totally does. And guys, as we were saying, oh my gosh, I've gotten better about downtown. I've gotten a lot better about it, but still, oh my gosh, there are more streets with names rather than numbers.
Prince Street and all. It's a lot like Boston, actually. Downtown Manhattan is more like Boston. Boston is not a grid at all. It's more like it was set up as a small village and then it became a city. And, you know, you have the cobblestones in some places, similar to downtown New York. And so you just have to go down there and walk it out, figure it out, learn it.
Yeah. And I want to bring up something very important, because my brother just made this mistake. Okay, Lindsay, how do you pronounce the street?
Oh, yeah,
you know what I'm going to say.
Yes.
H-O-U-S-T. Oh, yeah. T-O-N.
Okay. It is not like the state of Texas, guys, like the city in Texas. It is Houston Street. So important, because if you say it wrong, people know you're a tourist.
Oh my gosh. I made so much fun of my brother. When he was visiting, he was like, "Do you know where Houston Street is?" And I was like, "Where?" I was like, "What? Come on. You
Wait
know this.
A minute. Like, your parents grew up in Brooklyn, didn't they?"
My dad was born in Brooklyn. My mom grew up in Manhattan, and my dad grew up in Brooklyn and then Long Island. But yeah, my brother, like, he knows these things, but I guess sometimes you forget them.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, so people will say Houston. So guys, that is a very key New Yorker tip. That's Houston Street again.
That's so good. It reminds me a little bit of the show Sex and the City, because I feel like that show always gave you like insider New York tips. It's so funny if you listen to those reruns again, if you watch them. She always goes through like the things you have to know about New York. And one of them, of course, is Houston Street. That's so
good. That's true. That's true. So guys, so just so you know, I think Lindsay mentioned this word, the grid. This is a good one to take away from this episode. So when it's on the grid is when it's that easy stuff. First, second, third, right? And then the avenues crossing perpendicularly. Is that the word? Perpendicularly?
I suppose you could say that.
All right, whatever. I hope it is. But they're crossing, and that's kind of easy. It's on the grid. It's a grid system, so it looks like a grid. But when you get downtown, that's when you could say off the grid, right? Yeah. So, and there's also avenues, Avenue A, Avenue B, that's the hard stuff. But when I don't know. I guess that's technically on the grid. Whatever.
I mean, like avenues A through, what is it, D? Those are like, it's like Alphabet City. It's like its own little alphabet neighborhood, right?
I'm not so familiar with it, but so you could say, like, for example, I've said this phrase, this sentence so many times when I've had visitors. Okay, guys, I know where I'm going when I'm in this area, but once I get off the grid, I get so confused.
Yeah. You know, I don't think you're alone. I've heard that from a lot of friends in New York who struggle a lot with downtown Manhattan. They just can't figure it out. Like, it's really tough, even though they've been living there for a long time. So you're not alone. You're not. I was the same way. And a lot of people are.
And then, like we said, there are names like Lexington Avenue, right? So that's on the grid. So, I mean, it can be confusing to get around. And, you know, sometimes, you know, the way to realize which way you're going, maybe you know that you need to go to, you know, 16th Street and you're on 10th Street and you're turned around and you don't know which way is north. So you can just say to someone, which way is north, right?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So the grid, I like that expression, on the grid. I want to go back for a minute, though, to the student's question here, right? About so this idea of an avenue. You know, I would have said maybe it's more common in a small town or a suburb, but obviously in New York, they use it. And also in places like Chicago, I think they use the big avenues. So that's another one that I think could span across multiple size towns, like a big city, a suburb, or even maybe a small town. You could have a little avenue, I would say. You know?
Yeah. Guys, I mean, I think the main thing to remember for today is that there may be technical differences, but you don't need to really worry about those. I don't think native speakers worry about those. You just kind of, you're just learning the name of the street, of the road, of the lane, of the avenue. So obviously it's nice sometimes to know these specific differences, and we could do a follow-up on it if you really want to get into the very technical differences. But guess what? Sometimes when there are very technical differences, there's always, it comes along with it, exceptions, right?
Yeah, and confusion. And we want to keep you guys connecting, right? We want to keep you connecting. And what do we need to know about today's topic? We need to know how to make plans, how to write down an address, how to read an address out to someone, and how to arrive at the right place at the right time, right? So we don't need to go and plan a city. We don't need to know exactly when do we have a street, when do we have an avenue, when can it not be called a, you know, a way, right?
Yeah.
But one thing, Michelle, I want to run through before we get off the mic is to show our listeners how it's abbreviated, how these things are abbreviated, because that's really important when we write an address, right? And when we read.
Okay. So yeah. So road is RD.
Yeah. RD period, right? Usually. That's how I write it, at least. Street is ST period. Okay. And lane, is it LN?
I think so.
Yeah. I think that's right. I think it's LN period. Avenue. How do we do that one?
AVE.
Yeah.
Right? Period. Exactly. And sometimes people say AV.
Sometimes they do. Sometimes they do. But no one says st.
No, they don't.
Or you pronounce them, the full one. So, guys, that's really what you need to know about that. I mean, I think that's great, Michelle.
Yeah, for sure. And guys, we want to leave you with this. This is a tip, a challenge for you guys. Yes. Learn a city. Find a city or a suburb. I mean, why not? Why not compare the two to see differences, right, and similarities? Find one that you're interested in and explore it on Google Maps, right?
Yeah.
So you can just type in, you know, Midtown Manhattan on Google Maps, take a look at it, see what we're talking about, or choose something in LA or choose something in Chicago and see, okay, what are the similarities? What are the differences? And then choose a suburb also. Why not? You know, so do you notice a difference in the way streets and roads are named compared to other places? So let us know, because that's kind of a little challenge to you guys.
Yeah, I love that, Michelle. It's such a good idea. Guys, this is an example of a topic where the information belongs to you. You have Google Maps. You have everything that we have, right? So go after it. Just listen to what Michelle just said and go for that assignment there. That is so cool. And the last piece of advice, guys, always come back to connection. What do you think you need to know about this topic to connect? That's what you stick
to. That's right. That's
okay?
right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Love it.
Oh my gosh. This was so much fun. I love this question. And yeah, guys, it was fun to explain how New York works a little bit to you.
We are your ultimate sources on New York City.
And don't say Houston, say Houston Street.
That's what we end on. I love it. All right, Michelle, talk to you soon. Have a good one.
All right. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.